Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 420 of Rams Up. Let's celebrate a player who wore number 20 real quickly. Steve Preece, a free safety out of Oregon State, started 24 games for the Rams between 1973 and 1976. Was a backup as well during that period, had six interceptions for the Rams. Now, the reason I bring him up is, hey, one of the reasons we do this to re-educate ourselves about Rams players, and I do not remember this guy at all, but appears to have been a pretty good player. Played for a few other teams as well, the Saints, Eagles, Broncos, and Seahawks. Had a nice little career there. And I have a trivia question for you. Now, DeSean Johnson was the Rams' most recent Mr. Irrelevant. In 2008, the Rams also drafted a Mr. Irrelevant. I'll give you a little hint here. He was a linebacker out of Idaho. Who was this player? Answer at the end of the episode. Hey, I referred to Chad Reuter's mock draft the other day during Scott Richmond's mock draft, and I wanted to go through the whole thing here. All six of the selections he made for our Rams. His first pick was Chop Robinson, and, you know, we got him a little bit later in Scott's mock draft. I think that's a little early for Chop Robinson. And then he came back in the second round and selected Michael Hall, the defensive lineman. Area of need, I get it. Makes sense. And then in the third round, linebacker Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So he's hit three positions of need, I guess, and then came back at the end of the third round and selected Cole Bishop, the safety. So added to all four levels of the defense. And then in the fifth round, he selected the offensive tackle, Matt Goncalves, out of Pittsburgh. And then the kicker, Will Reichard. Now, I don't have a problem with that, although I think he can get a good kicker later. But if that's the guy you like, go ahead and select him in the fifth, I suppose. I want the Rams to draft a kicker. I'd prefer it be in the sixth or seventh round, though. Now, we've conducted a bunch of science experiments here with Paul Wally and Scott Richmond, so we're getting pretty seasoned as far as how these drafts can break out for the Rams. And this is what Chad could have done instead. Rather than taking Chop Robinson in the first round, he could have taken Jerzon Newton, the defensive tackle, and then come back in the second round and select the linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper, and in the third round, edge rusher, Muhammad Kamara. Now, how would that compare? Who would you rather have, Newton, Cooper, and Kamara, or Robinson, Hall, and Trotter? And I don't have the answer, just saying, these are the type of decisions the Rams are going to have to make. Another article on NFL.com by Jeff Chuda ranked NFC teams in various tiers, and he talked about the Super Bowl contenders, which NFC teams are Super Bowl contenders, and it did not include the Rams. Had the 49ers, Lions, Packers, Cowboys, and Eagles as Super Bowl contenders. And my issue with this is, and I've talked about this previously, you know, what's your definition of a Super Bowl contender? His next group are teams with playoff potential, and I argue if you have playoff potential, you are by default a Super Bowl contender. And I would argue that as many as 10 NFC teams are Super Bowl contenders. Now, he didn't slight the Rams, cited all the young talent they have and the great coaching and Les Snead's ability to find players in the draft. But I don't know. I don't see how you can put the Packers up there as a Super Bowl contender. Packers went 9-8 last year, as opposed to the Rams, who went 10-7. Now, granted, the Rams lost Aaron Donald, but they still have a ton of talent. Don't see that much difference between the Packers and the Rams, or the Cowboys for that matter. Cowboys have done very little to improve themselves, and they have shown they cannot win in the playoffs. A Rams team with guys like Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, and young talent like Kyren Williams and Puka Nacua, and this interior offensive line, yeah, I would call them a Super Bowl contender just as much as the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys, or even the Philadelphia Eagles, who I have real concerns about as well. Hey, that kicker is in the news again. Jake Bates, the Michigan Panthers of the USFL, hit another 60-plus yard field goal. And, you know, maybe the Rams do need to get him into camp. Right now, the only kicker on the roster is still Tanner Brown, and he could be the answer. Who knows? But we need a kicking competition. But if we're going to bring in a USFL kicker, yeah, sure, let's bring in Jake Bates, who's not their primary kicker. Let's bring in Matt Coughlin. He is clearly the top kicker in the USFL. Kicks for the New Orleans Breakers. 18 of 19 on his field goal attempts. 25 for 25 on his extra points, and he has a long of 55 yards. So maybe he's the guy. Maybe we need to bring in three or four of these guys. Bring in Coughlin, bring in Bates, keep Tanner Brown around, and let's have another kicking competition. And I'm still going to be nervous about that until game one. But right now, kind of like this Coughlin guy, he's having a heck of a year in the USFL. Coughlin, by the way, is Michigan State's all-time career field goal leader. He was not selected in the 2022 draft. You know, I spend a lot of time doing roster analysis, looking at the depth chart, finding holes in this Rams roster. I'm going to take a look at the Rams roster from another perspective. I'm going to look at simply the starters, and I'm going to tell you the positions the Rams need to get better at. I'm not going to consider which positions are more important, just where we are weakest, where we need better players. And you know what? I only identified five positions that I'd like to see the Rams get better at, if possible. I'm not going to include safety here, because the Rams could move Quentin Lake to safety and be just fine. Now, if they're rolling with Russ East and Cameron Curl, then maybe you could include safety. Maybe Russ East isn't the answer. Maybe he is, but I'm leaving safety off this list. I'm leaving cornerback off the list, and I'm leaving wide receiver off the list. DeMarcus Robinson is our third guy. That's not bad. Is it reasonable to have a third wide receiver better than DeMarcus Robinson? So you can nitpick my analysis here, but I'm leaving wide receiver off as well. So which position are we weakest at? Well, we talked about it a little bit already this episode. Place kicker. We need a better place kicker. What else more is there to say about that? The position we are second worst at after kicker, and man, I hate saying this. I hate to throw shade on these guys because these guys aren't necessarily bad players. Some of them have a lot of potential, but let's be honest with ourselves. We could definitely be better. And the next one is defensive end, Deshaun Johnson, our current starter there. Bobby Brown and Kobe Turner with Deshaun Johnson. And, you know, Bobby Brown, I could probably add as the number six thing on this list, a better nose tackle. But again, getting greedy here. Let's leave nose tackle off this list. So we have number one, kicker, number two, defensive end, and number three, our number two outside linebacker, currently held down by Michael Hoyt. And Ram fans have been going on and on for the past 2 months how we need to add another edge rusher. We've talked about Josh Allen, Brian Burns, and a bunch of draft picks as well. Yeah, that's a position we get a little bit better at. And, you know, as we have talked about on our roundtable, don't mean to besmirch Michael Hoyt. He's been kind of put in a bad position. The Rams have not used him in a way that accentuates his talents, his skill set. They've asked him to do things that he's not really well suited to do. And overall, he's played okay. But if he's our number two outside linebacker, need to get better at that spot. And the fourth thing, our number two inside linebacker. Now, Roseboom doesn't get the snaps that some of these other guys do, but we could get better there, right? No doubt about it. And again, love Christian Roseboom. Guy plays with some passion. Not a bad player at all. And the fifth thing, left tackle. And again, Alaric Jackson has answered the bell and played pretty darn well at times. But would we like to see our team with a better left tackle? I think we could all agree, absolutely yes. So those are the five positions: kicker, defensive end, outside linebacker, inside linebacker, left tackle, and, you know, if I was going to say 5B, maybe nose tackle as well. But Bobby Brown, maybe he's going to step up this year and have a really good year. But, you know, you look everywhere else, Rams are in pretty good shape. All three receiver spots. Again, I'm just talking about starters, just the starters. Running back, Kyren Williams, one of the best in the league. Ernest Jones, Cameron Curl, Quentin Lake, Darius Williams, Tre'Davious White, assuming he's healthy. And the other position I left off here is tight end. Kind of in flux there, but if Tyler Higbee was healthy, I'd be okay with him. In the meantime, Colby Parkinson will hold it down for us and Davis Allen. I also left off punter and long snapper. I think we're okay there. And kick returner, punt returner, I don't even know what to say about it, so I didn't even talk about it. So those are the five spots we need to get better at, and I expect that to happen in the draft. Maybe not left tackle, maybe that'll wait a year, but these other four positions need to improve the front line, the starters. Hey, and if you're a Ram fan and you want to treat, go find that interview. I don't even know if you call it an interview. Aaron Donald and Chris Long shooting the breeze. Man, good stuff. Going down memory lane to their early days with the Rams. Really great discussion. Good stuff. Check it out. The Greenlight Podcast with Chris Long, Aaron Donald as his guest. So give you a fair warning here. A little over 2 weeks till the NFL draft, we are going to be hitting the mock drafts really hard, trying to nail down what the best approach is for the Rams. We'll have drafts where we're telling you what the Rams should do. We'll have drafts where we're predicting what the Rams will do, trading up, trading back, trading draft picks for veterans, possibly even. A lot on the table over the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And my offer still stands. You want to run a mock draft on our YouTube channel. You can go 2 rounds. You can go 3 rounds. You can go 7 rounds. Whatever you want to do, let me know and we will set it up. And the answer to the trivia question, who is this linebacker we drafted out of Idaho, the last selection of the 2008 draft, Mr. Irrelevant, David Vobora. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.